Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are prepared for 12 three-minute rounds of nonstop pace, and I will go forward and I will put the pressure on him and break this old man. Trust me on that. We are more than ready. However, 8-ounce gloves, he made a big, big error in my opinion. I don't see him lasting two rounds. I feel I will have the decision to end it inside one. Yeah, look, he messed up with them 8-ounce gloves. It was amusing all that as well, but I'm very, very happy with the 8. We usually fight in 4. We're going to fight in 8. Keep your hands up, keep your hands down. I don't care. I'm going to break through whatever's in front of me.
That's Conor McGregor. A Vegas press conference yesterday, fairly subdued by his standards. So was Floyd Mayweather, for that matter. Are you watching the fight? What are your plans for Saturday? 800-636-1067. I was thinking about this last night, Danny.
Yeah.
At no point have I thought for one second, what happens if he knocks Floyd Mayweather out? I just have not even considered that possibility because I don't think it's happening.
That's why people are buying the fight.
I think they could fight 100 times and that wouldn't happen. Mayweather has spent his entire career not getting knocked out by guys who spend their entire careers learning how to knock him out.
And that's why he has hundreds of millions of dollars, because now there's some people who are actually fans of his, like Justin Bieber was, and he rides around on scooters and does weird things. I can't stand him. He's a domestic abuser. I don't like putting money directly in his coffer. I think it's a shame that we're going to do that. But put that aside for a sec. He's a shuckster, he's a liar, he's a big fraud. He gets you believing that this one's going to be different, and then he goes out and has boring defensive fights that are not entertaining. He's done this 49 times, and somehow we're surprised that it's going to happen again. But this is what everybody, this is why the amount of money gets made. Mayweather's a genius in this regard. He goes out and sells that this one's going to be different, and we go, oh, okay, Floyd, I buy it.
Yeah, he supposedly feels bad about the Pacquiao fight. No, you don't.
And people are going to hope that he gets knocked out. And that's why they're going to buy the fight, and that's why this is genius.
He said he's going to be more aggressive. He's going to take the fight to McGregor.
Very sure.
Zero chance that that happens. You're not going to be aggressive. You're going to jump around the ring like you normally do. You're going to be the most defensive boxer in the
leaned
history
all the way
of
back, like a Fat Joe
level
song.
Boxing. Correct. We all know how this is going to work. You're going to win the fight. We also know that. What if McGregor knocks him out, though? Can you imagine what a bad day that'll be for boxing? I mean, is boxing done if McGregor knocks him out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's on life support anyway,
in terms of public interest.
But no, I'm serious. That's what I mean.
Of the cord.
To me, it would be. To me, how could you? How could anything be legitimate again in that sport that is run by the promoters of the world in this scummy, duplicitous, backstabbing, fraudulent world of shucksters and lies and not. No rule of law in the sport. If the best that you've got, I know that he's an old man, okay? A non-professional boxer beats one of the great professional boxers ever. Good night. No one should ever buy anything again if that happens.
People who like boxing will still watch boxing. When Triple G fights Canelo Alvarez, which I think is like next month or coming up soon, like Tom Lavero and boxing guys who have been around the sport forever, they'll watch that fight. They'll be excited.
Yeah, hardcore fans.
But
will.
Never again will you get the average person like me in on boxing. If McGregor knocks out Mayweather, it will be a death blow to that sport.
That's what I thought from the beginning.
The novice fans' perspective. Tom is in Manassas. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert.
All right. I got a question for Danny.
Sure, sir.
Did you get excited when Rocky Balboa fought Thunderlips? In Rocky
II? It's an interesting question by you. Because
it is a good question.
Because it's fiction, I did. I was excited because Hulk Hogan was around and Rocky Balboa was doing it. I was into it. You know, and like Thunderlips took it too seriously and it ended up working out for good entertainment. I didn't have to pay $100 for it, though, and it was part of a complete work of fiction. So you see what I'm saying? Like, I like works of fiction. I don't like it when it is fiction and you tell me that it's not. You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, I do. I was trying to get the entertainment aspect of it out there to get you excited for it, man. This is going to be a spectacle.
Are you watching, Tom?
I am. A couple neighbors are throwing in. I guess I'm not going to Danny's house, so me and a couple neighbors are going to get together.
And Danny's having a big bash. What are you serving at your Mayweather-McGregor fight?
By Big Bash, do you mean drooling on my pillow face down because I'm intoxicated?
Joe in Manassas, you're on the fan. How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love the show as always.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, so I'm going to be having a fantasy draft at 6 o'clock, and then we're going to parlay that into the fight with a bunch of fellas. I'm thinking Mayweather is going to knock him out. I really do, Grant. I'm sorry. I don't know about the distance thing, man. I think he's going to hit him with some few shots, and he's going down, brother.
So you think McGregor gets knocked out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I already got my money on Mayweather.
All right. Look, I think Mayweather wins the fight. You don't have to apologize to me. This is where I could be wrong. I don't think Mayweather at his age has knockout power of Conor McGregor. I think McGregor's got a strong enough chin. This is a dude that stood, you know, toe-to-toe with a much heavier Nate Diaz and got his face punched in for several rounds with smaller gloves. I don't think Floyd Mayweather can knock out Conor McGregor.
When it's actually fight time, McGregor's going to be much bigger than Floyd Mayweather,
right?
Sure.
Did you see yesterday? Now, this is not gospel, but when they are staring each other down on the stage, it looks like one of them is 7 years older than the other, and they're toddlers. You know what I mean?
Looks like the big kid versus
absolutely.
The small kid.
Now, I really don't believe he can knock out McGregor. Maybe I'm wrong on that. We'll see. I mean, he certainly, as a boxer, has the skill to land the punch. I don't know if he's got the strength to do that at this point of his career. That's not really what he is. He's not a knockout artist.
Well, I hope the color commentator for the fight gets in more fights with guys that are in the fight.
In a minute. That's going to wait till the top of the hour. But Paulie Maggiano, or whatever his name is, I really have to look it up because I forget what it is.
Please be embarrassed. Please be embarrassed if you're participating
in
the spectacle.
He's challenging Conor McGregor to fights. All he wants now is the next fight with McGregor for his own payday. The difference is no one cares about you and everyone cares about Mayweather. And, oh, by the way, he's a color commentator for Showtime on this fight, and he's getting into like a war of words and a nose-to-nose like shoving match with Conor McGregor before a press conference. Take that guy off the call of the fight immediately.
You know how this always happens in, like, real sports, right? Like how FP Santangelo is, like, beefing with the Astros right now,
exactly.
And he's going to ask talk him. Oh, wait, it doesn't. Please stop this nonsense.
Take that guy off of the call of this fight now. It's already a circus. We all get that. You don't need him making it any worse than it already is. No one cares about him. We care about McGregor. We care about Mayweather. So they can act like fools. Paulie Maggiano, whatever his name is, we don't need him acting like a fool also. Kinte's in King George. What's up, Kinte? It's Great County.
Hey,
King
man.
George.
How we doing?
Hey, buddy.
How we doing? My thing is this. They making money, I'm going to make some money. So I'm going to have a fight party. $20 to get into the yard. Everyone get drunk. Party, drinks everywhere.
There you go.
All right, so you'll charge, and then basically know, like, how are you going to show the fight? I mean, you got enough space to have everyone there to make cash on this?
Yeah. I cleaned the house out. We got a two-level house, upstairs, downstairs, big screen TV. I went and rented a 72-inch from TV, whatever that place is called, and I'm taking it back.
So he's got like the big screen store giving him the projector. He's going Super Bowl party on this. Hey.
Charging admission.
Not the worst way to do it. Is that fairly illegal, I would say?
I feel like it is.
Yeah.
But again, screw them, if that makes any sense.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I hope.
Because that's like the Charlie and Dave read, though, without the express written consent of the Washington Nationals.
They probably didn't give you the express written consent, but again, screw you. So, yeah, do that.
Walter in Maryland, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it. I agree with everything you guys are saying. Probably watch it at my house. I have a 110-inch screen in my media room. Off from that room, I have another 75-inch TV in that room. And upstairs, of course, I have another 75-inch in that, which is right off the kitchen where everybody stands around and eats.
How do you have so many huge televisions?
Good for you.
Because I have a huge house.
Well, that's good for you.
It works
for nice.
My man is making plays out here, just dropping dimes.
So, like, the answer that we wanted was, like, well, actually, the layout's kind of neat. He goes, I have a huge house.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Massive home.
Terrific. Good for
MTV
you.
MTV Cribs.
It's an enormous home. So many TVs. They're terrific. Believe me.
How about this next? 800-636-1067.
Uh-huh.
Is there any chance this fight is good? Is there any chance this becomes a classic fight?
Interesting.
And what has to happen? If you're like me and you're spending the $100 on pay-per-view, what has to happen for you to feel like you got your money's worth? I'm going to try to answer that next because I've thought long and hard about this. How will you feel when this fight is over that it was worth your $100? 800-636-1067. Around the NFL with Will Brinson this hour. Grant and Danny on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.